Anderson Cooper is sponsored by Pfizer. Aaron Burnett is sponsored by Pfizer. The NBC Nightly News is sponsored by Merck. And Roger Ailes told me, Roger Ailes, who I knew very well, and it was the founder of Fox News. I didn't agree with him politically, but we were friends. We spent a couple of months together in a tent. I was 18 years old in Africa, and I had this, good relationship with him. And he understood the issue of vaccine injury. He had a personal experience with vaccine injury, where a kid who was close to him was injured. And so he knew it was true. And helped make a film, a documentary about it a couple of years before he died, when he was still at the height of his powers. And I asked him, can I come on? I didn't want to play it on Fox, but I wanted to come on Fox and talk about it. And he said, I can't let you do that. And he said, in fact, if any of my hosts allowed you on their show, I'd have to fire them. And if I didn't, I would get a call from Rupert within 10 minutes. Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox, also owns one of the biggest vaccine companies in the world and has been one of the big promoters of it. But what Roger told me then, he said during non-election years, during certain parts of the year, 70% of our advertising revenue for evening news shows is coming from pharma. And he said, typically there's about 22 ads on an evening news and 17 of those are pharmaceutical ads. And that's why you see these aggressive promotions of vaccines all the time. You're constantly being told it's flu season, get your vaccine, because they're selling the products, not just during the advertising section of the show, but they're selling the products during the entire show.